Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. Positive energy must exceed negative. For any relationship or endeavor to succeed, positive energy must exceed negative. Happiness is actually a decision. If you want to become happy and successful, you need to become a happy, successful personality. Within reason, happiness is actually a product of attitude and expectation. So today I'm going to try and help you learn to address the cause, not the result. We're going to learn how to create the right kind of attitude and approach so that you can be happy. Think about it. When you're in a good mood, things don't irritate you. Small things don't bother you. So it is the attitude that evokes the response. And this is obvious. If you're in a good mood all the time, you'll always be happy. Most people believe that they are victims of their circumstances. Positive energy makes you a master of your destiny and of your mood. You're going to make the most of your circumstances. Being the manager requires you to take ownership of becoming a happy person. Look at dogs. Why are they so cheerful all the time? Because of their attitude. They celebrate every small positive experience, so they generate lots of positive energy. Going for a walk, they do that every day, but they get so excited about it because of their attitude. When their owner is in the garden for 2 minutes and comes back, they're so excited about that. Why? Because of their attitude. Chasing squirrels, they never catch them, but they find it exciting because of their attitude. And so if you want to go on a winning journey in life, you need to learn from dogs. They give their full attention to every positive experience. They're curious. They want to learn. These attributes make them joyful, but they also have infectious enthusiasm that makes us love them. So this is a fantastic lesson for us in life. How do they achieve this? Dogs don't sneer, they don't criticize, and they don't have mobile phones. They give their full attention to every positive experience. Just remember that life is an accumulation of mostly small moments. There are big events in our life, getting married, falling in love, but most of life is an accumulation of small moments. And if we extract maximum joy, maximum positive energy from each moment, then we accumulate lots of positive energy. And what is happiness but an accumulation of positive experience? Remember that mood is just a creation of your brains. So when you feed your brain lots and lots of positive energy, your brain rewards you by making you happy. I'd like to teach you a rule called the glass half full rule. And it goes something like this. Every time you're having an enjoyable experience, stop halfway through and say to yourself, this is a great experience. I'm really enjoying this. So whether you're drinking a good cup of coffee, whether you're doing something positive in your life, whether you're enjoying someone's company, take the time to appreciate those moments, because it's so easy to scroll past positive experiences without actually extracting any positive energy, to gulp down the chocolate, to have sex, to do something that you really enjoy, and afterwards realize that you never really stopped to take proper notice of what you were doing, to give full attention to the fact that you were doing something that you were really enjoying. So dogs are cheerful most of the time because of their attitude. So it's their attitude, not their circumstances, that drives their good mood. And this complies with simple physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you develop a positive attitude, others will like having you around. Your interactions will be positive. Your relationships will improve. And what makes humans feel good? Positive human interactions and relationships. So you become happier, and the more positive you feel, the more positively you'll behave. And so positive energy begets positive energy. If you want to receive kindness, be kind to others. If you want respect, be respectful. If you want people to smile at you, smile at them. On a simple level, smiling generates endorphins and makes you feel happier. The action of smiling actually stimulates positive energy and happiness. And smiling is free. So choose to smile more, because people who smile get more smiles in return. When people smile at you, it makes you happy. It generates endorphins in you, literally. So you see how easy this equation is. If you want to be happier, smile more. A smile is a positive energy weapon of mass destruction. And we know this because we often talk about people having a great smile. It's something that's so appealing to other people. There's so much positive energy in that. Another form of pure positive energy is kindness. The more we give, the more we receive. Because when you're kind to others, they want to give back more to you. Positive energy begets positive energy. And the more we give, the more invested we feel, the more we care, the more positive energy in our lives, because we care. Happiness is all about positive relationships. And the number one factor in making relationships work is to make the other person feel valued. So positive energy must exceed negative energy for relationships to succeed. Praise, gratitude, and appreciation must exceed criticism and complaint. Many years ago, I made a decision that whenever I got the opportunity to praise people, I would do it. And some people think you're being obsequious, but most people respond positively to that. I tell my wife she looks great. If someone does something nice for me, I thank them. I appreciate it. But the thing about expressing appreciation is it's also good for you. Because when you stop and appreciate what other people have done, when you stop and appreciate good things, that makes you happy. You extract maximum positive energy from something that is good. But you also make the other person feel appreciated, which is why gratitude is so important. When you express gratitude, you give someone a reward for something that they've given you. They feel emotionally rewarded. They associate giving to you with positive endorphins. So they want to give you more. So you are stimulating a positive relationship. And in the end, giving praise and gratitude to other people is actually good for you. Gratitude in relationships is a positive energy weapon of mass destruction. Because when you thank people and reward them for their efforts, they want to give more to you. Now, the other side to this equation is to understand that if our mission is to be liked, to have positive interactions, we need to understand what people dislike the most, and that is criticism and complaints. Most people feel a compelling need to complain. I don't like this dish you cooked. Why do you need to say anything at all? So if you understand that your goal is better relationships, there's an easy path forward for you. Stop complaining and criticizing. What do you gain by complaining and criticizing? As a doctor, I can tell you that far more husbands have come to harm by complaining than those who remained silent. So you don't like the chicken dish. You don't like the dress. So what's it going to achieve to tell your wife that? She's just going to feel bad. She can't go home and change it. And you've ruined the evening for both of you. And that's bad for your relationship. Generally, making people feel bad by criticizing them does not achieve anything good. Which comes to my next point, which is about constructive criticism. People love to say, hey, but I'm trying to help you. This is constructive criticism. Well, I've got news for you. Most constructive criticism is destructive, because most people don't take criticism well. So let's go back to something simple, outcome-based thinking. We always start with an outcome in mind. What are you trying to achieve by criticizing someone? And then the second rule, positive energy must exceed negative energy. So you need to actually earn the right to criticize. If you have a relationship that is so positive, where there is so much encouragement and praise for someone, often that will earn you the right to criticize that person, because they know where that's coming from, because there is so much positive energy and goodwill that they know that if you're trying to correct something, it's for their good. But there is a condition, and that is you need to be convinced that your criticism is necessary, that it's constructive, and that the recipient is going to be convinced that it's for their own good. We see this even with parents and children. Even though most parents care deeply about their children and are trying to help them, if there is too much criticism in the relationship, if they don't build their child's self-esteem with lots of praise and acknowledgement, then children start to suffer from that criticism rather than benefiting from it. So even in any relationship with a parent and a child, with a marriage, with friendship, positive energy, praise and appreciation must exceed complaint and criticism for that relationship to be positive. In most cases, it is useful to use outcome-based thinking to bring solutions, not problems and complaints. Progress is the greatest positive energy. So instead of complaining, ask yourself, what can I do to fix this? How can I make this better? Blame and recriminations hold you back in a negative past. They prevent engagement and solutions. They put people against each other. And complaining all the time makes you angry and resentful. So a negative attitude and approach is bad for you because you'll be angry and resentful. So instead of taking problems and complaints to your spouse, your colleagues, your boss, propose a solution. Find a way to work with, not against them. Say to them, we could make this work better if we do this. What do you think? You've taken ownership of the problem. You're being the manager. You're dictating an agenda. So you're in control of the situation, but you're not complaining or criticizing. And you've proposed a positive solution that engages the other person as an ally. Even if they don't agree with your solution, at least you're now communicating, trying to find positive solutions. Nothing bonds people more powerfully than collaboration on a joint endeavor. Positive energy is a great problem solver. Firstly, because when you're a positive person, you have fewer fights. And not having a fight is the best fight you'll ever have. But beyond that, most problems are more likely to be solved with positive energy and goodwill than with conflict. People who go around judging everyone all the time do damage to their own lives. They're constantly offended and hurt by their misconceptions. They think everyone is against them. So their negative perceptions feed their bodies and brains a toxic mixture of stress hormones and bitter emotions. Their relationships are poisoned by their attitude. Don't be too quick to judge. Often people react negatively because they're in a bad mood, because they're suffering, because they're distracted or unhappy. Before you react, take the time to ask them how they're doing. They might need your help rather than your judgment and criticism. Goodwill sets the tone for tolerance and forgiveness, which are powerful forms of positive energy in relationships. And after all, a relationship culture of laughter and joy is much more fun than judgment and misery. As the old joke goes, don't judge another person until you've walked 100 meters in their shoes. That way, by the time you judge them, you'll be 100 meters ahead and you'll have their shoes. Some people are cheerful all the time. When they arrive, it lifts everyone's mood. Others arrive and bring everyone down. Which one of these would you like to become? How you behave, your attitudes will determine how others react to you, how much positive energy they inject into your life, but also just as importantly, how much positivity you inject into your own life. A negative snaring attitude prevents you from enjoying anything. You see the worst in others. Everything looks miserable and jaded. Snaring creates a barrier against appreciation, so you can't extract positive energy from experiences, and you poison your interactions. So the real victim of a negative attitude is actually yourself. Remember that everyone around you is also human, just like you. They have emotions, sensitivities, vulnerabilities. When you descend into conflict, you assume that they're a bad person, they're being mean, but actually they're also responding to the hurt that you're causing in them. So bringing positive energy to your life is usually a better solution. One of the greatest challenges we face is that we are living through times that promote negative energy and then claim that that's the positive way forward. Everyone is being encouraged to be offended, to be entitled, to be brittle. Positive energy is all about laughing at yourself because laughing is positive energy. You have flaws, you make mistakes, so you're human just like me. So take criticism and turn it into positive energy. Laugh. Learn from it. There are always positive lessons to be gained. And if you're going to spend a lifetime with yourself, you may as well enjoy your own company. Sometimes people say to me, "Hey, you find yourself really funny, don't you?" And I answer, "Yes." And that's lucky because it makes my life very entertaining. Instead of following fashion by being narcissistic and self-righteous, apologize when you're wrong. Apologies heal you. They heal relationships and they enable positive learning to strengthen bonds and to prevent making the same mistakes over and over again. An apology is a powerful form of positive energy because it stops the negative burning away with anger and misery and resentment, and it allows you to turn something negative into something positive through reconciliation. Instead of being right, be positive. We live in a time that encourages entitlement. You deserve this. You deserve better. You don't. Expectation is the mother of all emotional outcome. Once we expect something to be better, everything becomes disappointing. We're always resentful. We deserved more. We should have got better. So rather be like a dog and take full advantage of every opportunity to be happy. So from now on, you can regard every moment in your life as an opportunity for positive energy, to appreciate, to learn, to smile, to laugh. And the greatest beneficiary of all this positive energy you generate will be you and the people that you love. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.